Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. Bird moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bird trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball into Sullivan who tags Bird for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to home to get Combs. Gehrig moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. One out. Bill Norman pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to third to double up Norman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to second. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. There goes Kerr trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Grubb moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Larry moves to third. Babe Ruth pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fothergill. Larry scores. Lazzari scores. Bird moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bird scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Pipker is now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier fires to first and picks off Chapman. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-4 in the game. Frazier bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Blue moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb scores. Blue moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Whatwood reaches third base with a triple. Sullivan scores. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling is thrown out after the base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Larry reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Red Faber now pitching. Arndt Jorgens pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. One out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Merle Hogue pinch hits for George Pipgras. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.